Words hit me hard as I stepped into some of the responsibilities of a JV intern the first couple of weeks I was in Hungary. And in that, learning what it means to serve God and His people twice when it's uncomfortable or not ideal. And then witnessing the JV team face fatigue, cultural challenges, deaths of loved ones, and more. So lesson number one, following Jesus is not a burden, but it does cost. Lesson number two, praise God for the cost. Just as fast as challenges came, each member of the Josiah Venture team turned to God with praise. Instead of being upset that God had called them or God's call took them away from comfort, security, relationships, and so on that they had back in the States, instead they thanked God for the cost. Lesson number three, God is the Alpha and Omega. God is the beginning and the end, but I have to make Him my beginning and my end. A couple of hours before my last English camp, I sat near a river that borders Slovakia and Hungary. As I sat there, I realized that there were areas of my life, hopes and dreams, that I needed to surrender and lay at God's feet. As I was talking, the Spirit so clearly laid it on my heart to read in Psalms 150. The whole passage talks about praising our Lord, but the verse that stuck out to me was 156. Let everything that has breath praise our Lord. Praise the Lord. Sounds like lesson number two, right? Well, I knew I needed to worship God and thank Him for where He had me. For it is at this moment that He reminded me and I understood that following Jesus means confronting the cost of surrendering myself. My wants of having a permanent call to Hungary, my wants of being in ministry, my wants of a future family. So I had to ask myself, was God truly my Alpha and Omega? No. If I'm being honest, no. He was my Alpha and my Omega was me. Because I was adding these things to Jesus, when nothing can be added to Him, including His blessings for us, I have learned that it is okay to delight in the places and the purposes that God has for you. But if you make those the focal point or the Alpha or Omega in your life, then you are lost and you're missing out on the fullness of being His kid. Lesson number four. Our identity comes from being His kid. I am His kid, which means I, Abigail Dravac, already have purpose and identity because it is rooted, grounded, and derives from my Father in Heaven. My Father in Heaven, who is my Alpha and Omega, because I already have everything in Him. My story does not get better or more full from here with His calling, the places, the relationships that He's sending me, and so on, because it is already the greatest love story written of all time. Right here, right now, I am loved and full of purpose because the only purpose I am called to is to be His kid and to know Him. So with this, I can joyfully praise Jesus for the costs that come with following Him and boldly and humbly make Him my Alpha and Omega because I love my Daddy in Heaven and I love being His kid.
This is my first year going to Hungary, and going to Hungary for me was out of my comfort zone and uncomfortable. And I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, and I was, to say the least, I was a little bit scared of what it was going to look like. And during the trip, I learned that I needed to trust God in what He was going to do in my life and not myself. Because Isaiah screws up, but God doesn't. Coming back from Hungary, I'm learning to be okay with uncomfortable and trusting God, because I know that when I'm uncomfortable, that's when God does His best work. And I'm going to rest in God's trust and trust God.
I am a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, who has many hurts, habits, and hang-ups. My name is Alan Weiner. I'm part of the Celebrate Recovery Ministry that meets here on Tuesday nights. And when we break to our small groups, that's how we introduce ourselves. When we tell others, or other guys or other girls in separate groups, of their hurts of the day or about their story. My story begins with my parents giving a firm foundation in the church for my brother and my three sisters and I. And in 1969, on a beach in Atlantic City, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, was baptized in the waters. In 1972, my dad and I were building a shed in the backyard when he turned to me and told me, "Son, I'm not feeling well. I need to go back in the house." Well, within two steps, he had collapsed, started convulsing on the floor in front of me. As we ran to him and held him, I heard ungodly screams and hurt cries and his many things. I shook my body that day. I ran to tell my mother to call the ambulance and came back to him as soon as I could, but I did not know what to do to help him, so I thought I killed him or let him die. The next 20 years, I headed down a path of self-destruction, ruining everything that was good in my life with drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality. This led to ruining my marriage, losing my daughter, destroying many relationships I had. I lost everything by the year 1990. That year, almost dying of alcohol poisoning and lying on the floor in my own vomit for 3 days, I cried out to Christ, "Save me, save me." In the past 28 years, he has removed alcohol, drug, tobacco, and sexual addictions from my life. God gave me a wonderful wife, my best friend, 24 years now and running. He also, in 1993, I rededicated my life to him, was baptized on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, alongside my daughter, who received Christ for the first time. But even though these good things were happening, I was still battling depression since I was 16 years old. I'm 63 pretty soon. My relationships were still broken. Then Pastor Mark one day asked me to come and be a part of Celebrate Recovery and help him. Through the process, I was able to recognize the masks I used to cover up my pain and my shame. I was able to ask those I hurt for forgiveness and to forgive those who hurt me. I was able to feel and accept God's forgiveness and forgave myself. I forgave my mother for abandoning me and my little sisters. And my daughter has now forgiven me and calls me daddy again. It has been 46 years since my father died, but by the grace of God, this is the first year that I was not in the throes of depression, sometimes days, weeks, and months in years past. I discovered last year, I went home to, mom had to go in a nursing home, and I went home to close her home down, and we were sitting having coffee, and she said, "Son, I need to share something with you." She said, "Your father was not your biological father." And I asked, "Did you take your meds this morning, Mom?" And she goes, "I'm sorry, but your real father was named Charles Stewart, a violent and cruel man who abused your older brother and sister and almost killed me." But through this Celebrate Recovery, I've learned that my identity comes from my belief in Jesus Christ, and not my name, whether it be Alan Weiner or Alan Stewart, or any of my hurts, habits, and hang-ups. I'm a child of the living God. Thank you.
My name is Stacy, and I was asked to share this morning about God's faithfulness to our family. The likelihood of me getting through this without crying is very low, so bear with me. When our son Grady was 3 days old, he started having seizures. Nobody could tell us why. In a moment, we went from a healthy baby boy to a world of hospitals, tests, toxic surgeries, and many unknowns. After many tried and failed medications, by the grace of God, we were able to find one that has controlled them for a long time now. He's 10 years old today. A few weeks ago, he had a routine EEG. What I'm about to read is what I wrote in response to that day. This picture might not look like much to you, but to me, it is everything. You see, this is a picture of my son's beautifully healthy brain, in the words of his neurologist. This is a miracle. This picture clearly brings me to tears and is the answer to countless prayers. This is something we never really even hoped for because we were told it would not happen. Our journey is not over. There's still many things to consider and many challenges to overcome. And my boy will do it because he's one of the bravest and most determined people that I know. But today is a good day. It is a day to remember God's faithfulness to us and how he has walked with us on this journey. He has never once left us, not in the fear, not in the joys, the uncertainties, or the trials. And because of it, my faith will never be the same. He gave me some verses days before Grady was born that at the time I did not know how desperately I would need. They're written in my journal, and I've clung to them many times over. They are as true today as they were then. Psalm 33:18-22. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our trust in you.